May I have your attention, please? Public service announcement. It is week one, fastest 2 minutes. Brought to you by Papa and Papa.
The week with Cornfucker versus Baby Bed Disappointment. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. We head to the land of Corbs and Baby as Ryan takes on Cole. Hollywood Stafford and D's Nut Samuel go off for 60 points for Baby. As Lockett was the only one fucking any Corbs this week for Ryan's boys, dropping over 20 points. The Baby had some shit with a bop in each one. Baby won't be disappointed yet. Baby Bed Disappointment 139. Corb Fucker 104.
Nice, Papa. Head to a matchup of the projected champ versus the proclaimed Chupapi Mogyanyu, that is.
Chupapi
it's a rematch
Mogyanyu?
Of last year's playoffs. And Davis provides some movies get better with a rewatch. Jalen Hurts Rose proved he was a Fab 5 QB with 28 points in week one. And Mike Will.i.am Williams said, I got a feeling that I'm gonna score a touchdown and charge up the Mogyanyu roster. It was game set match when David Slingshot Montgomery thrilled a 20-point performance at Creel's forehead on Sunday night television.
Aww.
Creel's two had a giant attack of Dak and C-Mac fought well at first, but fell like the Alamo at nightfall. In just 1 week, Davis has gone from Mark's couch to first place in the division. It's a long, hard road ahead for the Wieners. Final score, Chupapi Mogyanyu, 137. Fort Worth Wieners, 103.
P.U. What's that smell, Papa?
Oh,
it's Stinky! And Stinky was stinking big time this week with a whopping 38 points. Saquon Bartley and Rodgers couldn't handle the stench as they combined for 4 points. Who's the tallest Papa in the league?
I am.
Daniel Seward provided his boys with the best pregame meal of their life. Chef Melvin Gordon, not Ramsey, was Dalvin cooking up the yards with Henderson as they gobbled up DaVinci's combining for 55 points. DaVinci's is smelling good week one. 3 a.m. DaVinci's 102. Super Stinky's 38.
For the next matchup, we venture to the Lone Star State where Hubbard and Dan face off for a crosstown rivalry. Dan drove his school bus and dropped off Tom, Gronk, and AB to have a field day on Thursday night. The Bucks put up 100 while Ezekiel Smelliott rolled around and shit for mere 4 points. Hud's gonna need some whiskey if his team can only depend on Darren Morgan Waller this year. Jamal Williams ran like the wind, but Hud got whipped harder than the son of former Lion Adrian Peterson. It looks like he can cram up down in Texas, because it's hard to chew food with Dallas down your throat. Final score, Dallas Deep Throats, 128. Hunt the stud, 104.
And we head to the reigning MVP God versus Commissioner I Hardly Knew Her. Here we go. Bob was making his way down to fucking Henry Mark, told him not so fast. Your team is really shitty. Tyreek Quinn offered over 35. Bob's team kind of sucked. Made him want to cry. Bob said it'll be so easy.
Be so easy.
He lost so bad so it bad. Made him
queasy.
Game's all over.
Game's
Mark
all over. Mark won by 60.
Our commission got to figure out now. Very quickly. Reigning MVP, guys, 145. Commission, I hardly knew our 82.
It's a match. You guys, every girl eyes at the bar. The clean cut, handsome jawline of Brock versus the mysterious homeless drifter vibe from Matthew Hunt. This game is just like the ladies like it. Nice, Papa. Russell
Owen Wilson. Nice, Papa.
Russell Owen Wilson made the crowd say, wow, as he cut corners like Lightning McQueen for a 30-point performance. and the left lane beyond Dr. Dre Hopkins was cruising down the street in his 6'4", dropping the bitches and slapping the hoes for a 2-touchdown performance. Kyler Andy Murray, oi, did his best to return Russ's serve with a backhand ace in the form of a 33-point game. But like Jerry Jeudy's leg, Brock's team collapsed under itself with Austin Pooper staining the scoreboard. Team Hunt shows he wants the league trophy to stay in the family, and like he always does, penniless and optimistic. Final score, team starts with Hunt, 149. Kyler Frontman, 117.
For the final game of the week, we head to the land of vapes and twisted teas. The reigning champs of Crimpy Tigers look to defend their title, but by weak middle finger said, not so fast, me amigo. Tigers off to a slow start as Ayuk lays the first fat goose egg of the year. Cooper and Hawkinson combined for 55 for team bye week, along with Mixon finally beating something up other than women, going off for 24 points. Can Crimpy recover to defend his title? Probably not. Bye week middle finger, 150. WC Crimpy Tigers, 91.
I believe we forgot about one game. It's the rookie versus the Zoner. We close out week one in a matchup between the rookie of the league, Jeff Cochran, taking on the guy who traded Tyler Lockett for DeAndre fucking Slayton. You guessed it, Connor Deck. What? Yes.
What?
Like Michael Phelps' trans ex-girlfriend said, I can't believe you fell for that one. Connor watched Red Zone with his best Elton John impression as Benny and the Jets flew Corey Davis to a breakout performance. Like Elton John's kicker was super gay. Matt Gay was super and nailed. And Miles Colonel piled up 15 points like they were drumsticks. Jeff started out hot. That is.
Frank Red
Patrick Mahomes beat Team Cochran a four-leaf clover of TDs. But the luck of the Irish ran out early as his defense and kicker combined for 2 total points. All he needed was 7 points on Monday night from Mark Andrews. But Lamar decided to quote Poe and throw to a raven, nevermore.
Never.
Jeff will be the one playing Marvin's room this week as Connor feels too sexy going into week two. Final score, Marvin's Monsters, 105. Knox Talking Balls, 101.
Boom! Whoop!
All right, that's week one.
I think that's it, dude.
All right. Dude, that was fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.